The world's biggest pharmaceutical companies have dropped their lawsuit challenging a South African law aimed at providing affordable AIDS drugs to the poor. South Africa's government owes yesterday's victory in large measure to activists who drew the world's attention to the enormity of the AIDS epidemic in the country. But NPR's Brenda Wilson reports the outcome of this case may not be what the activists were hoping.
A legal battle in 1998 over a vague South African law called the Medicines Act, which the industry claimed violated its property rights, turned into a full-scale public relations debacle over the high price of AIDS drugs. By the time it ended, the South African director of GlaxoSmithKline, John Kearney, saw his own visage staring out from activist posters labeled as more dangerous than AIDS. The broader question being whether South Africa could purchase a company's product wherever it finds the best prices, or knockoff versions from a company that doesn't hold a patent. But the focus on AIDS, Kearney says, got the big five manufacturers of AIDS drugs to enlist the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan into brokering a settlement, and they pulled the other companies along.
For better or worse, this has become something of an HIV/AIDS case, although it's always been a lot broader than that. So really, that is the breakthrough.
After weeks of discussions, a deal was worked out. The industry wouldn't oppose the Medicines Act as long as South Africa complied with the international treaty called TRIPS and consulted the industry before implementing the act. This was in keeping with what South Africa had been saying all along, according to Health Minister Manto Tshabalala Msimang.
We regard today's settlement as a victory in the sense that it unfreezes our law and restores to us the power to pursue policies that we believe are critical to securing medicines at affordable rates.
And compulsory licensing, letting in cheaper copies of brand-named drugs, is considered one of the best hopes of doing that. The threat of this kind of competition has driven down the price of antiretrovirals, the powerful AIDS drugs that slow the progress of the disease. TRIPS does allow compulsory licensing, but South Africa's health minister repeated past assurances that that was never the intent of the Medicines Act, because it might scare off investors. Compulsory licensing would come under another law, the Patent Act, which is such a cumbersome process, it leaves little hope that people with HIV will soon gain access to antiretrovirals. And the South African government has made it clear that it is not its priority, even though it will provide other treatment for AIDS. So activists like Prudence Mabella know while one battle has been won, the struggle has not ended.
The same very groups again will have to stand up and push again to make sure that we don't take so long, because in the meantime, while we'll be so slowly, people are, you know, who are living with HIV are dying.
AIDS activists have given the government until June to come up with a treatment plan, and the government and the industry have promised to work together to implement the Medicines Act before the end of the year. By then, it may be clearer what the victory means for people with HIV. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Pretoria.